Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. When you get a chance, use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, you can use the stuff. And it's available for free for you, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. I want to talk about last week was financial fundamentals. Today, human resources fundamentals. You know, some people call them internal customers. Some people call them stakeholders. But the truth is they're the key to your success. And that is those, and they're your employees, your staff, the folks who work with you, the folks you work for. And if you're a small business owner and have been for any period of time at all, you know what I mean when I say the people you work for. For one thing, you're outnumbered. If you have any employees at all, you're outnumbered. That's one thing to remember. And so, you know, we spend a lot of our time supporting our employees. And a friend of mine says, these are the people who are successful in spite of me. I always thought that was kind of an interesting thing for someone to say. But these employees these are the people who execute our plan. These are the people that we rely on to deal with our networks and our customers and our communities, the vendors, all the different people that we work with. We give them some pretty important assignments, don't we? Because we can't do it all. That's the reason we have these people. They're extensions of us. When you're a 100% extension of yourself, that's only one times one. You know, one times one is one. But in order to have any leverage at all, to be able to leverage your dream, to be able to leverage your plan, you need tools. And those tools can be technology, those tools can be financial. But the best ones, the best leveraging tools out there are human beings. And these are the people that work with us. And so we have to make sure that we do a good job of taking care of them. We have to find the right people. We have to hire the right people. We have to encourage the right people to follow us, to become part of our organizations. And then when they get there, we have to keep them happy. We have to do a good job. If they're the right people for the job, if we put the round pegs in the round hole, so to speak, we got the right fit for our organizations, we need to make sure we do a good job of keeping them there. And that is really the first human resources fundamental that I want to talk about today. And that's making them feel appreciated. There are two surveys that I want to sort of reference for a few minutes that have been conducted. And one of them is a survey that I take when I travel around the country. And I've heard many other people talking about this. In fact, I've actually seen this in official, you know, professionally conducted surveys. And that is where, as I have asked small business owners many times, and those of you who have small business owners or small businesses, you know what I'm talking about. You'll nod your head knowingly. And that is that the number one challenge small business owners have and that they continue to report is finding and hiring qualified employees to do the job that they have to do. It's not healthcare, not anymore. It was for a long time. It's not inflation. It's not access to capital. It's not global competition. Those are concerns. Those are things that pop up on the list. But they don't make it to the top the way the challenge of finding qualified people makes it to the top. It's almost always the number one thing that small business owners tell me that they have a concern about. Now, here's the second survey. And this is from official professionally conducted surveys of employees who have left an employer. They've quit, they've gone somewhere else, they don't work there anymore. Why did you leave? They're asked. And every survey that I've seen for years, actually maybe for decades, the answer is the same. The people left, the employee left, because they felt unappreciated. They didn't feel value. They didn't think that the people who were there cared anything about them. People don't leave companies, ladies and gentlemen. Employees don't quit companies. They quit managers. They quit bosses. That's why they quit. Money? Yes, sometimes people quit because of the money. But you know what? In the surveys that I have seen over the last several years, money is way down on the list. Maybe as far down as 5 or 6 in the list of reasons why someone quit. The number one reason is always because of how they felt that they were treated. And most of the time, they felt that they were not appreciated. So these two things, these two surveys that I just mentioned, they, in my opinion, they shout two things to small business owners if you're planning on being successful as a small business owner. The first one is, it's a seller's market. In 2007, ladies and gentlemen, as we find ourselves going into 2007, it is a seller's market. That means it's an employee's market. And by that I mean, as you know, unemployment is somewhere around 4.4% or something like that. It's an almost historically low number. And when you realize how solid our economy is, and with that kind of a low unemployment rate, you can see why small business owners are saying that one of their biggest challenges are finding good people. So the people who you can interview, if you have identified them as the right person, you know that how difficult it is to find that person and to get them to come to work for you. So if you have good people, because it is a seller's market, if you have a good person, if you have the right person, they are a round peg in a round hole. They're just the right fit, as Goldilocks would say. They're just right. Make sure they know that you appreciate them. Don't just show them. Tell them how much you appreciate them. This is very important, folks. And when we come back after these messages, what I just said is going to lead us perfectly into the next human resources fundamental for us to talk about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Jerry and the Pacemaker to take us out.
It's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight.
Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 23 after. There's a little Steely Dan for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Let me tell you about the next human resources fundamental. That's what I've been talking about for part of this hour so far, is some of the human resources things that you and I need to be focused on. And because these are areas, folks, these are some of the intangibles. The things I'm talking about right now are really intangibles. There's so many things that a small business owner can do to help make himself or herself successful in the marketplace that don't cost any money, that don't take any resources, that take nothing more than your intention, your paying attention, your willingness to take just a moment of your time. For example, one of the big things is just to tell a customer thank you, to tell a customer that you appreciate their business. It will amaze you how much that means to a customer. And we know that we need to do that. No one would argue with me about that, right? Well, why don't you do the same thing for your employees? Why don't you, you know, I actually remember years and years ago, more than a decade ago, maybe more than 2 decades ago, a boss complimenting me on something. And I still remember when it happened and what they said and why they said it. It meant that much to me for the boss to say to me, Jim, well done. You did this one thing really good. Or whatever it might have been. It doesn't matter. I remember those things. I felt appreciated. I felt valued. It made me want to stay. It made me resistant to overtures from someone else. That's the reason why people stay, ladies and gentlemen. They don't stay, they don't leave because just because someone offers them more money or because somebody, you know, makes them an offer. They stay. Of course, they have to be paid properly, but they also stay most of the time when all other things are equal, especially. And sometimes even when they're not so equal, they stay with you when they feel like you appreciate them. And one of the things that that I like to encourage people to do, one of the ways to appreciate them and to show them you appreciate them, besides telling them, is to show them. And one of the ways that you show them, if you want to be outrageously successful, is to help them be successful in their assignments. And what in order to do that, you have to understand what I call Blasingame's first law of aggregation. Here's Blasingame's first law of aggregation. Managers should find their success by aggregating the success of their employees, the people who work with them. If you want to be successful yourself, don't use other people to help you be successful. Don't try to focus on your success. What can I get out of this? How can I be recognized for having accomplished this? Don't do that. So that's your ego. Subordinate your own ego to the success and the appreciation and the ego of your employees. Help them to be successful first. Because what happens is, and this is the aggregation part, all of the things that they do, if you're their manager, if you're their boss, if you're the owner of the company and they work for you, everything that they do that is successful aggregates for you. It rolls up to you. So don't spend your day, don't wake up in the morning thinking, what can I do to make me more successful today? If you have employees working for you, you should be waking up in the morning and thinking, okay, what's John got to do today to be successful? What can I do to help John be outrageously successful in his assignment today in sales? What can I do to help Mary be outrageously successful today in purchasing or in accounting or in sales or whatever Mary might be doing? It doesn't matter. You should be waking up thinking about them, not you. If you can do that, if you can learn how to subordinate your own ego, if you can become comfortable, if you can see the wisdom, if you can see the value in subordinating your own ego to that of others, making them go first, allowing them to win first, recognizing them first, letting them take the credit first, and you do the things that subordinates what you're doing to them, all of that, if you could spend your day doing that, subordinating yourself to all of your employees, if you can spend your day doing that, you're going to be successful. You're going to be outrageously successful because of two things. Number one, you're helping them to be successful. That makes them very happy. That makes them very contented, and they will stay with you. And they'll do a good job because they think you actually care about them. And then there's the magic of the aggregation. And that's the reason why I call it Blasingame's first law of aggregation. The first one is about employees. Managers should find their success by aggregating the success of their employees. Something to think about when you think about your human beings. Quick break, right back with Paula Lovell right after these messages. We're going to talk about small business public relations.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.